The title of today's podcast is really a metaphor. Moving into a new place. What kind of a metaphor could that be? I'm going to have that answer and a lot more on this episode of Casting Actors Cast.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast. It's the podcast for actors in the business of show with casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach. Visit us at castingactorscast.com for more information. Please remember to subscribe and like Casting Actors Cast. Here is your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach with McCorkle Casting in New York. And today's episode we're calling Moving Into a New Place. But I'm really going to be using that as a true thing and a metaphor all in the same time. Let's see if I can accomplish that. But first, this is that moment in the podcast where I would like to thank you so very much for tuning into Casting Actors Cast. I hope you're having a really, really good day. I'm having a great day and I'm looking forward to sharing this episode with you. If you have any questions about the business of show, if you have any questions about being an actor in the show business world, please go to castingactorscast.com or you can email me at castingactorscast@gmail.com and I'm there to answer any questions that you have. I really look forward to hearing from you, and I've been hearing from people all over the world, so I can't be more ecstatic about all of the responses that I have been getting over the past 100 episodes. So this is episode 101. Can you believe it? I can't. I'm exhausted, even thinking about it. So I'm not going to think about it. I'm going to just move on, and we're going to call this episode Moving Into a New Place. But please feel free to check out some past episodes. Please take a look at the new website, castingactorscast.com. You get a 100-page book called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors, all there for you, absolutely free of charge, just by filling out the Dive Into the Talent Pool form. Anyway, that's enough of the housekeeping. Let's move into the subject, shall we? Moving into a new place. Well, the reason I wanted to start this new 100 episodes of Casting Actors Cast is I kind of got freaked out recently because we found out that we're going to have to move our offices. We've been in the same location for over 18 years. McCorkle Casting has been known at that location for a real long time. And it turns out that our lease is up for the space that we've been renting. And we have two studios in our offices. We have an audition studio, which is a rather large space. We have our administrative offices. And then we also have a television studio. And we've just been hammered by just this exorbitant rent, and it's been really challenging for us to be able to continue to pay this really expensive rent. It's eating into the business part, and so we really have decided that the best interest of the company is to find a new location that maybe has a little bit less rent, but also maybe has slightly less space. I mean, we don't need all of the space. The space that we're currently using is not utilizing all of the space that we have. Hope that makes sense. So I have now, it's incumbent upon me to go ahead and do some searching out and finding new locations for our business. And it has not been easy. But I thought I would take this opportunity to draw a parallel metaphor. Do you like it? Are you liking this so far? The metaphor being moving into a new place. How about the actor moving into a new place in their career? Now, I know I did a few podcasts ago, I did an episode about the plateau puzzle, and that is reaching a certain place and then not feeling like you're moving forward or moving ahead. I'm talking about something slightly different. And that is that to reevaluate where you are now and think about moving into another place as far as your career is concerned. So that's going to be the theme. I'm going to hope that I cross my fingers that I can keep the metaphor going as we talk about this. So I'm really talking about a literal move versus an emotional move into the next phase of your career. So it's different than a plateau. That's where you reach a certain point and you don't feel like you can go on, as opposed to evaluating where you are and deciding that maybe it's time to move into a different location. Now, for an actor, that can be a lot of different things, right? I mean, for one, it can be moving from being a stage actor into a film and television actor, or vice versa. It could be being a TV actor or an actor who's been auditioning a lot for movies, thinking about wanting to do more theater work. And so you have to move into that new headspace, literally, in order to facilitate embracing those new options that are there for you. And so let's take a look at the metaphor about our physical move and your emotional move. One is, why move at all? Well, clearly for us, it's logistics, right? The logistics are that we just aren't satisfied with where we are now based on how much it's costing us. In the same way, the actor has to evaluate, are they still being considered the way they want to be considered? Are there logistics involved with having to move into another part of the industry or moving into another part of your acting career? So that is something to take a look at. And for us, the logistics are the answer to the question, why move, is logistics. You kind of have to. That if you want to stay in the business, you have to look at another direction to go into. Also, the other thing about why moving is that it gives you an opportunity for a new start. What I love about that is that getting a fresh start, taking a fresh approach to something that you've been doing for a while is extremely healthy. Now, I know there is a lot of stress involved, that's for sure. But ultimately, that kind of stress has a dividend. It has a payout because you can get a fresh perspective and a new start. There's something really refreshing about that. That's why I like, you know, the new year when you give yourself resolutions, for example, or in the fall. I love the fall. That's like my favorite time of year. Leaves are falling and there just seems to be this sort of air of change happening. And I really like that feeling. So that's another reason why you might want to consider moving from one thing into another, and that's because it's giving you a new start. Finally, the other reason to consider moving is that it just gives you other and greater opportunities. If you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always gotten. I've said that before, right? A new, fresh location can give you a fresh look, a fresh view, can give you different logistics to have to deal with, but ultimately it gives you greater opportunities, exposure to other things that you might not have been exposed to. So that's the reason why you would want to consider a move. As an actor, are you happy with the way you are being perceived in the industry? And if not, then it might be time to consider an emotional move. Now, let's talk about how to move. It's one thing to talk about, yeah, I need a fresh start, or yes, I need to move into a different direction. Like how this metaphor is going? It's kind of working so far, I think. If you're still following me, at least, I hope you are. But now, how to move? What's involved in the move, right? First and foremost, you have to pre-plan. This is not something that you can just decide one day and then start the next. It's something that you have to think through. So pre-planning is an important element and an important stage that you have to consider. In other words, it literally is the line down the page and the checklist of things that you have to check off in order to, ooh, here's a good word, effectuate. Ooh, I love that. A good move. So pre-plan. That's really valuable. Research. If you're going to move, what is out there? What are the opportunities that are out there? What options do you have? What is available? That's what an actor needs to look at if they're planning on transitioning from one part of their career into perhaps another part of their career. For example, if you are an actor and you are playing ingenues and you're playing leading young men, and now you're probably thinking, you know, I should think about transitioning into the young daddy roles that are out there, or to the 30-year-old young lawyer jobs that are out there, or, you know, whatever the opportunities are. It's not just a matter of buying a suit and tie and deciding you're now a young lawyer. Or for a woman going from an ingenue into young mommy, what does that entail? Well, the pre-planning has to go to something like this. What's out there? So that means that you have to do your research by taking a look at the videos, the television shows, and the films that are out there that might want what you have, and making a note of that. Does that make sense? In terms of the theater, it really involves you spending time going to the theater and seeing what kinds of roles you could be playing now as opposed to what you might have been playing yesterday. Knowing what is available will help shape and define the direction in which you want to take your move. So in addition to pre-planning, the other way that you have to decide on how to move is to ask your peers. Find out from your other actor friends. Find out from your acting coach, from your acting teacher. Get as much information and feedback as you can, saying, you know what, I'm thinking of moving into this direction, and I'm wondering what your thoughts are about this. Asking some trusted people how they feel about your choices can be really, really helpful and instrumental in shaping and defining the way that move is going to go for you. Now, for example, when we're moving our offices from one location to another, you can bet that we've talked to as many of our clients as we can and asked them what would they like to see in our new space. Would they like to see a large single audition room? Do we actually need to have an audition studio in our office when we're outsourcing rehearsal studio space for our auditions now as it is? Do we still need a space to do actual auditions? Because in New York City, you know, square footage can be really, really expensive. So we're asking those theaters that we do regular business with and those producers that we do business with, we're asking them, is it important for us to maintain our own studio space? Or would you be all right if we just outsourced to some of these other rehearsal studios that are in the area? And the questions have been posed to those folks, and the answers have been equally interesting coming back. So I'm not going to tell you what those are, because that's just kind of our side of things. But that's the kind of questions that will help you as you sort of outsource to others your plan on the move. Now, of course, the next question is, when to move? When is the best time to make this transition from one part of your career to the other? And for us, in terms of the literal move, continuing on with the metaphor, we definitely have to move by the end of our current lease. So we really don't have a lot of options there. We don't want to get out of our current lease because we would probably end up paying lawyers and, you know, all that stuff to get out of an office space lease. But we also have enough time to go into a new space by doing the appropriate build-outs, by coming up with appropriate lease, the negotiations, the money, la 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 la. You know what I'm talking about. For an actor, it's the same thing. When is the best time to make that move? Many times the choice might be when there is less work actually happening out there so that you can make all of the right choices you need to make. You might need new pictures. You might not be talking about finding additional or different representation, agents and managers. Are they willing to go with you on this move? If that's the case, that's great. If not, that's additional work on your part. So wouldn't it be wise for you to make any of those kinds of moves when there is less work that could potentially hurt or harm you because you're not there to audition or be involved? That time of year is really, really important. People talk about, oh, well, I don't want to do that, something like that during pilot season. Well, you know what? Honestly, there's no such thing as pilot season anymore. You know, pilot season is something about the big three networks when they used to have seasonal shows and they did 13 episodes. With Netflix and Hulu and Amazon, all that's out the window now. There is no real single pilot season. New product is being developed and is being cast all the time, all year round. So maybe you might want to rethink when the best time to do your move would be. My thinking is sometime maybe in August is not necessarily a bad time because summer theaters are pretty much winding down. Nothing is really being developed for the new year at this point as far as any of the television projects are concerned. Some of those shows are being shot during the month of August, but not a lot. So you might want to consider August. But again, that's going to be a decision you'll have to make based on your particular area of interest. The bottom line about when to move is really when there is the least amount of stress. You really don't want to put yourself in a position where you're making all of these kind of changes into a new direction for your career, and at the same time, opportunities are coming and you don't know how to deal with it. The less stress, the better. And of course, I think you want to make a move when you are feeling the most motivated, when you are most excited about what that means. You're not doing it out of a place of negativity. Oh, I've got to go into a different direction because I'm not getting cast anymore as an ingenue, or I'm not getting cast anymore a leading man, and I really want to be thought of more of these character parts that are out there. This is not about causing stress. This is about taking a really healthy look at where you are and deciding what is the best way to develop yourself into this new move. And so that means the new pictures, the representation, putting your head on in terms of knowing what is going on out there, kind of shows are you right for. All of that should be in a place where you're feeling the most excited about, that it should be a positive, forward-moving sensation rather than defeatist, rather than one that's saying, well, I didn't do this well, and I've been kind of not getting any more auditions for this, so I guess I have to do something else. You know, that's not really a healthy place to be. Find something else transitionally that is going to get you excited, that is going to move you into that direction in an energized place. That's what you want to be. That's where you want to go. So whether you are moving into a new home, whether you're moving into a new arena, maybe you're going in from theater into film and television, maybe you're going from film and television into theater, maybe you're doing some of your own producing and doing your own webcast series, for example, or whether you're moving into a new brand, how you rebrand yourself. Those are all things to take a look at as you decide when, where, and how is the best way that you're going to be moving into a new place. So if you do move into a new place, just decide that there's support out there. I certainly look forward to hearing from you, for you to tell me about your metaphor, about your journey when you move into a new place. I really appreciate you watching and listening to this patio, this podcast video. By the way, just one last kind of statement I'd like to make to you, and that is, please share Casting Actors Cast with a friend. Please do a thumbs up, a like, a share. Let me know that you're out there. I love doing these podcasts, and I would love to continue doing these podcasts. I will only do them if I know that there are folks out there listening and, more importantly, responding by filling out a like, by giving me a thumbs up, by maybe even writing a review. That would mean the world to me, and that's all I ask of you. So thanks so much for listening once again and watching this patio podcast video. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.